Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. Just as Christmas weekend gets underway, the weather gets dicey. Our meteorologist Dave Epstein is here to tell us what the next few hours and the next few days should bring us. He joins us on Skype. What are you predicting, Dave?
Well, we've got just about everything you can imagine in terms of weather. The only thing I've been saying we're not going to have is hail. That's because we don't see any thunderstorms in the forecast. So this evening is one of those evenings where, depending on where you are, will greatly depend on what you see. Some places are seeing a little bit of snow coating the roadways. There have been salt and sanders out in many municipalities already. Even though there's not much in the way of precipitation, it doesn't take much to cause some problems on the roadway. So that's really the evening. Look for snow, maybe a little bit of freezing drizzle or sleet, but generally this evening's precipitation is snow. It is light. At times it will stop, and at other times it'll kind of pick up for a few minutes. And anywhere from a coating to an inch around the Boston area, that's all we're going to get. A little bit more off towards the north and the west. So late tonight, there's going to be a break in the action, and then we're going to see another round of precipitation moving up from the south. Temperatures will fall back below freezing as the second round comes in here at the ground. But above us, it's going to go above freezing. That's the problem. So as the flakes fall out of the clouds at high levels of the atmosphere, they'll go into this warm air. It's going to be like 40 degrees above us, and then they'll melt, and then it comes down to the ground, and it's 29. And guess what? All that rain freezes on contact, and that causes problems on the roadways, on the trees, and on the power lines. And that's the freezing rain situation we're looking at for the wee hours of the morning and into the first few hours post sunrise tomorrow. Even in Boston, there's going to be some glazing around, so be aware of that. That moves it out, comes to an end as just straight rain. Temperatures go well into the 30s tomorrow, but no 50s like we thought earlier this week. And then we've got another storm system. That's for Christmas. So that one coming in probably starting as a mix of snow and rain, Boston south, changing over to snow. Early estimates, it's probably a 1 to 3 inch along the coast, 3 to 6 inland, but that's early and that could shift, obviously. But I just want to give people a little bit of an idea of what we're talking about.
And on Christmas Day, then what time do you think it'll turn to snow?
So sometime during the morning hours, it'll be all snow west of 128 even as it begins. But in Boston, it may start as rain. It may also start as snow in Boston. It's still early. We're here only on Friday. We've got all this other weather to get through before we really nail down Monday's storm. But that's the potential. When it gets cold behind that, temperatures only in the 20s.
So for the iciest periods on sidewalks and roadways, for those people who have some kind of wiggle room in terms of when they can travel, when's the grace period?
Yeah, so this evening, not that bad. It's a little icy out there with some snow. But tomorrow morning, I think, is the worst. That's what I really want to focus on is, you know, from 2 in the morning until maybe 9 or 10 in the morning on Saturday. That's kind of the time to stay away from. Once we get beyond that, you should be okay all the way up until Monday morning. And not a bad idea to put down a little bit of product on your driveway this evening, especially if you live inland, because what will happen is the ice will actually go on top of that and then it will melt from underneath. It'll make it a lot easier for you to clean up by putting it down before rather than after.
Meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot, Dave.
You're welcome.